Good evening and welcome to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Life app. My name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice, and we are bringing you Grizzlies Baseball from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. Grizzlies come in off a big win yesterday, 10-4 over the Rawhide. It was an offensive outpouring in the first half of the game, and it quelled a little bit towards the later half. However, the Grizzlies came out on top 10-4. And drop the Rawhide back down to 500. The Grizzlies come in at 63-57. They are in second place, tied for second place in the California North Division standings. 7.5 games behind San Jose, who won earlier today. The San Jose elimination number now is 4. And the Rawhide come in at 60-60, having fallen back down to 500. As they are in second place in the California South Division, 2 games behind the Lake Elsinore Storm, who are currently underway facing off against Modesto. So a great afternoon to you, great evening to you, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. I am Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. We are here from Visalia, and we will bring you the starting lineups brought to you by Toyota. First for the Visalia Rawhide. Leading off, number 10, Yancel Luis. Batting second, Christopher Torin playing shortstop. Batting third, Demetrio Crisantes at second base. And batting fourth, Angel Ortiz out in right. For the Rawhide doing the catching and batting fifth, Kenny Castillo. Drew Jones, number 3 prospect in a dangerous bat, batting sixth in center field. Ben McLaughlin coming in to play first base this afternoon, this evening. Alberto Barrija doing the designated hitting and batting eighth. Batting ninth, number 35, Anderson Rojas playing left field, and Wilkin Paredes, the starting pitcher for the home Rawhide, and now your Toyota starting lineup. Steve Solis' starting lineup for your Grizzlies. Leading off and playing center field, Caleb Hobson. Tevin Tucker at second base. Batting second, Braylon Wimmer will bat third today at shortstop. Blake Wright doing the designated hitting duties, batting cleanup. Luis Mendez playing third base and batting fifth. Felix Tena in right field will be batting sixth this afternoon. Juan Castillo at first base, batting seventh. Darius Perry doing the catching for the Grizzlies, batting eighth. And Brad Cumbest playing left field and batting ninth. All of them backing up Ismael Luciano doing the starting pitching, taking his perfect 3-0 record with a 4.82 earned run average, bringing it to this Rawhide roster. So, folks, we will be back with National Anthem and some more information on your starters and the first pitch in just a minute after this. My name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. We'll be back from Visalia.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you for tuning in once again from Valley Strong Ballpark. We are about to bring you the National Anthem. Our manager is exchanging lineup cards at the plate. It's a hot, hot afternoon here, a hot evening from Visalia. 99 degrees, 97 degrees currently on my watch. We'll see what the official score says in just a moment. And just to bring you up to speed, in Lake Elsinore, the Lake Elsinore Storm lead the Modesto Nuts 1-0 in the bottom of the first. So we'll keep an eye on that score as well as the rest of the scores from around the league, as those scores are definitely going to matter coming down the stretch here in the final 2 weeks of the regular season of the second half. So we brought you your Toyota starting lineups just a moment ago. We will go over those once again a little bit later on in the first inning. But, again, a great afternoon to you. Ismael Luciano doing the pitching for the Grizzlies. We'll give you a little bit of information on him in just a moment, but we'll tease you a little bit with a 3-0 record, a perfect record for the Grizzlies. Luciano doing most of his work out of the bullpen this year. However, he has started the last three games, started coming in with the Grizzlies in July as a bullpen pitcher, and then moved into the starting role over the last several games. His last time out, went six innings against Stockton in Fresno, took the win, only allowing two hits, two runs. They were earned. He walked two and struck out five in the 11-5 Grizzlies victory over the Ports. On the other side of the ball, the arm that you're going to see first in the bottom of the first inning is Wilkin Paredes. The San Cristobal Dominican Republic native, signed as a free agent by the Diamondbacks in 2023. His last outing was also a win. He went 5 2/3 against Inland Empire. Gave up seven hits, two runs. They were both earned. He walked one, struck out four. He did allow two home runs. So we'll see if those Grizzlies power bats can come to life against the Visalia left-hander. He comes in with a 5-5 record, 6.01 earned run average. And we will have to see what our Grizzlies bats can do against the lefty. Now the Grizzlies, again in a dead heat right now, trying to catch back up to the San Jose Giants, the San Francisco affiliate. They are 33-23 in the second half and 7.5 games up on your Grizzlies, who still have a chance, but the magic number for San Jose is down to 4 after they defeated the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes 9-5 this afternoon in San Jose. So again, wherever you're listening, thank you for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice, and we are about to be underway here from Visalia. The pitch clock has 2 minutes and 20 seconds left before that first pitch gets us underway here on this hot summer afternoon. Grizzlies will come out in their red tops with the black Grizzlies number, black Grizzlies slash and number across the front and the back of the jerseys, red cap, black cap with a red bill, and the red Growlifornia logo right across the front, and their gray road pants. The Visalia Rawhide come out in the white pinstripes, top and bottom. They have a red cap, black brim, and the Rawhide Lasso logo across the front of that cap as the Rawhide began to take the field under the sun here at Valley Strong Ballpark. So a beautiful afternoon for baseball, if you don't mind the heat. Hopefully that heat will stay hot for the Grizzlies. Grizzlies looking to pick up their second straight win, bouncing back from that loss in Game 6 against the Ports this past Sunday. We'll hope to stay hot here, just like the weather, from Valley Strong Ballpark. But first, we'll bring you the national anthem in just a moment.
Please stand and remove your cap for the presentation of colors and the singing of our national anthem. Tonight, our colors are being presented by the Visalia Assembly International Order of Rainbow for Girls. As a reminder, please remain standing after the national anthem as the color guard exits the field. Now it's time to draw your attention to the flags, which are in left field this evening. Please continue to stand and again remove those caps for the singing of our national anthem. Here tonight to perform the national anthem, please welcome Brittany McCall.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet
and a fantastic national anthem here this afternoon at Valley Strong Ballpark.
Thank you to the Visalia Assembly International Order of Rainbow for Girls for presenting tonight's Color Guard.
And the colors are off the field, and we are ready to be underway here from Valley Strong Ballpark. A hot, hot afternoon as your Grizzlies take on the Rawhide. The Rawhide dropped the first game of the series yesterday to the Grizzlies, 10-4. Grizzlies jumped out to an early lead. They were leading 4-0 by the third inning and ended up coming away with the 10-4 victory. 12 hits on the evening for the Grizzlies last night. We will hope they're able to keep those bats as hot as the weather as we'll get started. We'll bring you the lineup once again. The starting lineup brought to you by Toyota. Caleb Hobson leading off and playing center field. Tevin Tucker, the second baseman, batting second. Batting third is Braylon Wimmer playing shortstop. The designated hitter, Blake Wright, will bat cleanup. Luis Mendez playing third this afternoon, this evening, at batting fifth. Felix Tena batting sixth, playing right field. Juan Castillo at first base and batting seventh. Batting eighth, the catcher, Darius Perry, and batting ninth, left fielder, Brad Cumbest. And now leading it off, Caleb Hobson, and we are ready to be underway, to get underway here from Valley Strong Ballpark. As Hobson strides in to take his first cuts, Hobson yesterday went 1-for-3, reached base twice, he also walked, and the first pitch to him is a bunt, and it's kicked, and this ball game is going to begin just as yesterday's ball game ended on a batter interference. He laid down a bunt and tripped over it and ended up being called on the batter interference. So the last two plays that this broadcaster called have been two very unusual looking plays as the ball rolled about 3 feet at most in front of the left-hander's batter box, and Hobson is retired. One pitch, one out on the batter interference. And that'll bring up Tevin Tucker, batting second. First pitch to Tucker is a called strike. And we are still underway. Felt like we just got underway as the first pitch was a bunt and base runner interference for the first out. 0-1 pitch is cut on and missed, and Tucker quickly in a hole. No balls and two strikes. So the Grizzlies, again, come in at 63-57, 25-30 in the second half. The 0-2 pitch is a fly ball brought into center field. That ball is going to be caught out there by Jones. That's the second out. So two up, two down here in the top of the first. Tevin Tucker is retired. And that's going to bring up Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer in yesterday's ball game, a very, very good ball game. He came a double shy of the cycle. Tripled in the first, homered in the third, hit a single in the seventh, and left all of us waiting on that double that never came. But a 3-for-5 day is nothing to sneeze at, as Wimmer, batting 286 coming in, 14 home runs, 63 runs batted in for the Grizzlies shortstop. First pitch now from Wilkin Paredes to Wimmer. Lefty on righty matchup is in there for a strike. It's no balls and one strike. So Hobson, tired on base runner interference. Tucker flew out to center field, and we have had a very brisk start to this evening's ball game as this one's grounded out towards third. Yancel Luis up with it, throws across the diamond to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning, and the Grizzlies are retired in order. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark. My name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom of the first here, scoreless. Grizzlies retired in order in the top of the first inning as Fresno starter Ismael Luciano with a 3-0 record, 4.82 earned run average, comes in looking to keep that perfect record perfect. Every game that he has pitched in has been a Grizzlies victory. And in every one of those games, the Grizzlies have scored five or more runs as the first pitch to the leadoff men for the Rawhide, Yancel Luis, playing third, is in there, actually misses for ball one. So I'll bring you the Rawhide lineup in just a moment here as this pitch misses inside ball two, and Luciano quickly behind, two balls and no strikes. So we mentioned Luis doing the leadoff duties for the Rawhide. Batting second is Christopher Torin. He's playing short. Third is Demetrio Crisantes back at second this evening as this pitch is in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike. Batting fourth and playing right field, Angel Ortiz. Catcher for the Rawhide. Batting fifth, Kenny Castillo. As this pitch is swung on and missed. And Luis has pulled the count back to 2-2. Batting sixth, Drew Jones. He'll be playing center field. Batting seventh, Ben McLaughlin, the first baseman. Batting eighth, Alberto Barriga. He's the designated hitter, and Anderson Rojas playing left field and batting ninth as this pitch misses outside. The count wanders full from Ismael Luciano. So Luciano entering his fifth professional season with the Rockies organization. The payoff pitch on the way, swung on and fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. Luciano made 13 appearances, three starts with the ACL Rockies, went 6-3, with a 6.0 earned run average in 51 innings this year. Struck out 53. We'll hope he can strike out Luis in a Grizzlies uniform here. And instead it is ball four outside. And the Rawhide leadoff man is on board with a walk. And that brings up Christopher Torin. As Torin, the right-handed batter, steps in, playing shortstop today. Just underway here from Valley Strong Ballpark. As Christopher Torin steps in. Right-handed batter. As the first pitch from Luciano is in on the corner for strike one. No balls and a strike. Torin comes in. 251 hitter. Four home runs, 45 runs batted in. Batting second, wearing number eight. As the 0-1 pitch, and the runner's on the way. Throw down to second, and it misses, and it goes into center field. Don't think that would have been in time, even if it had been on line. But the center fielder, Caleb Hobson, coming in and quickly backing that one up, preventing Yancel Luis from heading over to second base. They're going to rule that a stolen base, as he was off and running with the pitch. As he is in there at second base, and just like that, the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position with no outs in the bottom of the first. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and flied right and out of play out towards Giddings Avenue, and the count moves to 1-2. So folks, take you around the ballpark here at Valley Strong. It is still almost completely in sun, except for the right side. Four out of the nine players. I suppose our catcher, Darius Perry, is also in the shade. As this one misses outside, count moves even at 2-2. So Valley Strong Ballpark, 320 feet out to the corners, down the line, 405 to dead center. 12-foot wall, I did the measurements myself this afternoon. Stretching all the way from right field to left field. Big barn out there in right field, Valley Strong. Credit Union, advertisements all over the back wall, as the 2-2 pitch on the way from Luciano is upstairs. Ball three, and the count moves full. Second straight batter has had a full count, as Luis went full before taking the walk to lead off the bottom of the first. And now, Christopher Taurien putting up a fight against the Grizzlies' right-hander. So Luciano comes set. The payoff pitch is swung on and lined out to first base, and it's caught on a line by Castillo out there at first. That's the first out of the inning. And that will bring up the second baseman, Demetrio Crisantes. Crisantes in yesterday's ball game went 1-for-4. He singled. He also flew out to center twice and popped out to second base. 1-for-4, one of the Rawhide's 7 hits. As there is one away here, bottom of the first. Luis takes his lead off second. First pitch is in there for a strike. Looked like a breaking ball. As Luciano comes in with a 4-pitch repertoire, fastball, sinker, changeup, and curve. As the 0-1 pitch with one away is just outside, and it's ball one at 1-1-1. So beautiful evening for baseball, hot evening for baseball. It's 97 at first pitch. As the 1-1 pitch misses inside for a ball. Now that steal by Luis was his 20th, as he stands at second. Taurien lined out to first. It was a little weak line drive out to Juan Castillo. And that is where we are now. Demetrio Crisantes at 351, a dangerous hitter. He's got 5 home runs on the year. 36 runs batted in coming into this ballgame. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball three. It's 3-1. And that's going to be a mound visit. So, folks, while we have the mound visit here, let me remind you that Grizzlies fans all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under the sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. And we thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the first. So a 3-1 count to Crisantes. Luciano in a little bit of trouble. The throw back to second, a pickoff, and he is just in there under the tag. The throw a little bit over the runner. It would have been tough to get that tag down, even if that throw had been a little more online. Just keeping him honest, I suppose, now. As, again, a stolen base threat in Yancel Luis. He has taken 20 with that last steal. As the 3-1 pitch, here it comes, swinging a fly ball right side and fouling out of play. And the first three batters have had a full count to them in the bottom of the first. So the Rawhide working the count against the Grizzlies' right-hander. Again, Ismael Luciano, 3-0 record, perfect record since coming to the Grizzlies. as the payoff pitch on the way, swinging a foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again. This is Luciano's first appearance in Visalia. His first appearance with the Grizzlies back on July 30th against Lake Elsinore. He went 1 2/3 innings, gave up 2 hits, 4 runs. They were all earned. Walked 4 and struck out 1, but since then, he has improved significantly in a Grizzlies uniform. Payoff pitch once more. Here it comes. Swinging a fly ball into center field. Drifting back on a Thompson. He moves into the shadow to make this catch. The throw will hold Yancel Luis at second, and there are 2 away in the bottom of the second. So Grizzlies fans, just a heads up. The Grizzlies are going to have a flash sale. So if you haven't picked up your tickets for our Monday Labor Day ball game, well, hop online and get them now until Friday. $5 field box tickets. And if you have not heard yet, that game has been moved up in the schedule. It's going to be a 4:05 start at Chukchansey Park as Angel Ortiz, the left-handed batter, pops this one up. Cleanup hitter pops it up into left field. Cumbest coming on, makes the catch, and the Grizzlies tiptoe out of danger with a runner in scoring position. My name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Life app. We'll be back from Visalia.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. Top of the second, scoreless here. No runs, no hits, no errors for either side. The Rawhide stranded a runner at second. He reached on the walk, the leadoff man Yancel Luis, and he was stranded out there after stealing his 20th base of the season. And that will bring up the cleanup man for the Grizzlies now in the top of the second. Blake Wright, first pitch to Wright, misses outside for ball one. And it's one ball and no strikes. That's the first ball thrown today by the left-handed pitcher Wilkin Paredes. Comes in with a 5-5 earned run, or 5-5 record, 6.01 earned run average as the 1-0 pitch is fouled off behind us and out of play. One ball and one strike. So a little on Paredes. He signed on January 15th last year by the Arizona Diamondbacks. He was assigned to the Rawhide on May 14th last year and has been there since. As Blake Wright comes in to face him, this ball's hit high and deep to left field, and you can put that one on the board. That is the first home run in a Grizzlies uniform by Blake Wright, and I believe I was talking to one of our Grizzlies front office men earlier today about Blake, and he said he was going to hit a home run today, and boy, was he right. Blake Wright puts the Grizzlies in the right direction with a solo shot in the top of the second. First home run in a Grizzlies uniform for Blake Wright, and it was a no-doubt bomb as the first pitch to Luis Mendez is grounded out towards second, throw to first, and Crisantes gets it to McLaughlin for the first out. And again, that home run was absolutely demolished. Left fielder Rojas looked up and took about 3 steps to his right and said, I'm not even going to waste the energy on this one, as that thing was hit a mile out to left field. as that will bring up Felix Tena. Tena, 235, three home runs, 48 runs batted in. This one misses inside for ball one. So, just like that, a Grizzlies 1-0 lead. As the 1-0 pitch to Tena, and this one skied out to left center field. This one's hit pretty well, and this one is going to be gone. Two home runs in the inning for the Grizzlies as Felix Tena knocks his fourth long ball of the season. Fourth home run and 49th home run, and the Grizzlies jump out to a 2-0 lead. So I mentioned pregame that Wilkin Paredes was a little susceptible to the long ball in his last start. He allowed two home runs against Inland Empire in his start just last week, and he has already allowed two against this Grizzlies lineup tonight. As the first pitch to Juan Castillo, first baseman, misses for ball one. And we'll see if the Grizzlies can stay as hot as the weather, as I said earlier today. And so far, so good for this Grizzlies lineup. And this one in there for a strike. Count pulls even at 1-1. So one away here. Grizzlies, though, with two early runs on two moonshots. Left field by right and left center by Tena. And this one's taken for a strike. One ball and two strikes. So the Grizzlies jumping out to an early lead here. 2-0. And something we talked about yesterday. This Grizzlies team has jumped out to an early lead. 2-0 in quite a few ball games recently. As that pitch was fouled off, and we'll do it again, 1-2. So the Grizzlies looking to stay even with the San Jose Giants, who did win their game earlier this afternoon. They played the afternoon game in the California League, as this one is grounded weakly down the line, down the third base line, third baseman in with it, and he puts it in his pocket, and he won't be able to do anything with it as Castillo reaches on a single. So three hits now for the Grizzlies after a quick top of the first. They've extended this top of the second significantly, as we will hope to see them keep scratching runs across, getting runners on, as Darius Perry steps in to face the left-hander, Paredes. So Paredes already given up two home runs. He gave up two home runs in his last start against Inland. As the first pitch to Perry on the way from the stretch is inside, ball one. So Darius Perry comes in, 173 average, four home runs, 24 runs batted in. A lot of Grizzlies on this team with four home runs. It would be nice to see Perry maybe knock his fifth out here. As that pitch on the outside corner for a strike, count pulls even at one. So just underway here from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. Good to have you with us on this hot evening. As the 1-1 pitch is lined out into left field between the third baseman and shortstop, and that's going to be back-to-back singles. So the Grizzlies now with four hits in the innings, two home runs and two singles, and they have jumped out to the early lead, and they will look to keep the pressure on this Rawhide staff. I'll bring up the 9-hole hitter, Brad Cumbest. And before Cumbest takes his hacks, we will have another mound visit, this time by the Rawhide staff. And while we have that Rawhide mound visit, folks, experience the ultimate party at Chickchansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Saloon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChickChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chickchansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chickchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. So top of the second, 2-0 lead for your Grizzlies as they look to keep up the hot bats. It's been a hot lineup so far in the top of the second. Four hits in this inning alone against Wilkin Paredes out of San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. The lefty stands 6'2", 180, 20-year-old left-hander as the first pitch is swung on a miss, and it gets away from the catcher. Runners will advance. Actually, one runner will advance, and I'm going to have to see what they ruled that, whether that was a pass ball or wild pitch. I think that was going to be ruled a pass ball, as that one looked like it went in and out of the glove of the catcher, Kenny Castillo, and he will come out for another mound visit. So that appeared to be a pass ball. I think he got crossed up there on that pitch. And their signals crossed as now they're out there relaying signals, talking it over. And he comes back behind the dish, and we will be back underway. So no balls and a strike. He fouled that pitch off, but I'm thinking that surprised the catcher, Kenny Castillo. As he is back to his position, and we are back underway here in Visalia. Runners on the corners, one out. Feel that double play depth as the 0-1 pitch to Cumbest misses outside, ball one. So for Cumbest, he comes in 152, two home runs, 17 runs batted in, big, powerful right-handed batter. Cumbest stands 6'6", 235 as the 24-year-old swings and misses at this one. It's one ball and two strikes. Cumbest drafted in the ninth round in 2022. As he looks in, looking Paredes, gets the sign from the stretch, kicks and fires, and it's fouled off, and we'll do it again. Bounced off the catcher and back into foul territory. Brad Cumbest stays alive. So Grizzlies top of the order due up next, so they'll hope to keep the pressure on this Rawhide pitching staff. So Brad Cumbest played college at Mississippi State University. Picked in round 9 of the 2022 draft. This is his third season. Did have one with injury with the Colorado Rockies Association. He was assigned to Fresno from the ACL Rockies on June 19th. He played 21 games at AC. Interference call on a bunt. As the last batter of the ball game, Yancel Luis bunted the ball and kicked the ball and was called out. And that is how we got underway this afternoon as well. As Caleb Hobson takes this pitch in there for a strike, counts even at 1-1. Hobson came in batting 243, another Grizzly with four home runs, 32 runs batted in. Very evenly balanced Grizzlies offense this year. As this pitch misses outside, catcher trying to frame it, can't get the call, and they check on the base umpire. Caleb George says he did not go around doing the umpiring today. Caleb George on the bases, Zach Hovich behind the plate. 3-0, top of the second. Grizzlies still batting. This one misses, and it bounces off the glove of the catcher, gets away, but not far enough for Perry to advance down there at first. So, count will move to three balls and a strike. So, a quick top of the first inning, but a long top of the second inning for the Grizzlies' offense. As this one skied into left field, moving to his right, the center fielder Drew Jones, he calls it off, makes the catch, and that's the third out. But the Grizzlies push across three runs in the top of the third inning on four hits, one runner left, no errors. My name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark, 3-0 Grizzlies.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice here on the broadcast. Great to have you with us this evening as the shadows begin to take effect here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. 3-0 your score. Grizzlies leading the Rawhide. A 3-run top of the second. The only downside to that is Ismael Luciano had to sit for a decent amount of time in that dugout, but looks like it hasn't affected him as Kenny Castillo takes the first pitch for a strike. No balls and one strike. Castillo doing the catching for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. That one inside gets him to dance out of the way. It's one ball and one strike. Castillo comes in 294 on the year. 4 home runs, 53 runs batted in. As the 1-1 pitch on the way, it is fouled off to the left side, and a ball and two strikes. So, folks, we'll talk a little bit more about Ismael Luciano. Again, 3-0 record. I've mentioned it a few times today, and 3-0 record matching that 3-0 lead right now for the Grizzlies. He looks to stay perfect as he has picked up the decision, the win, in his last two starts. Each of his last three starts, he's improved on his total innings pitched, as this one is skied out to right field. Decent hit, as that one is going to get foul up onto the grassy berm there just to the right of the foul line. Now, the foul lines here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Left field, there's a little bit more foul territory than the right side. Right side, there's really, I'd guess, only a couple of feet between the foul pole and the wall, as the 1-2 pitch on its way to Castillo is swung on and missed, strike three, and that's the first strikeout on the evening for Luciano. Luciano, of course, with 5 strikeouts in his last start against Stockton, in which he picked up the decision. Again, he's picked up the decision in his last 2 starts. Back on August 14th, took the win against Modesto, 5-3. And back on August 22nd against Stockton just last week, picked up the win 11-5 as the first pitch to Drew Jones misses down and outside for ball one. So Luciano, last year he spent 1 season stateside with the ACL Rockies. He went 1-1 last year over 8 games, 5 starts. As this one is skied out to center field, going back on it, Hobson back to the track, and it bounces off the wall, and this is going to be in for extra bases. Drew Jones turns on the Jets, he heads towards third, and he is going to be in, sliding with a triple. A dangerous bat of Drew Jones strikes again here in the bottom of the second. He gets extra bases, and he had just about all of that one as it bounced off the track, off the wall, short hopped the wall, and forced center fielder Caleb Hobson to change direction suddenly. And he got that ball in as quickly as he could, but by the time he did, it was a triple for Drew Jones. It was his 7th on the season for Jones, and now a runner in scoring position 90 feet away for the Rawhide with 1 away against Ben McLaughlin. Lefty stands in, and he skies this one out to left field. That one's likely to score the run. As Compass looking back, and it is gone. And that ball just kept carrying and carrying. And by the time it came down, the Rawhide had pulled to within 1. So just as in yesterday's ball game, the runs coming early and coming fast for both of these squads. Took them an inning to get started. But now, with that home run by Ben McLaughlin, the Rawhide pulled to within 1 here in the bottom of the second. That was McLaughlin's 2nd home run on the year. A towering shot out there to left field, and it just kept going and going and going. Had a lot of spin on that ball, taking that one the other way. A lot of spin and a lot of muscle required for that ball to get over the fence as the first pitch to the designated hitter, Alberto Barriga, as I have just heard my pronunciation corrected. This one is in there for a strike. Counts even at 1-1. Barriga, no record so far. No average, no home runs, no RBI. As we'll have to check our stat books, this may be his first ball game. I'm going to have to check as this one misses for ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike. As Ismael Luciano, a little bit of trouble here in the bottom of the second as this one's grounded down the line just inside, just fair inside the foul line. And that's going to be the first hit in a Rawhide uniform for Alberto Barriga. Barriga with the double. And again, that's his first hit in a Rawhide uniform. And again, Luciano looking to settle the nerves a little bit as the top of that third inning lasted a very long time. And when it's hot like this, you're always kind of aware of how long those innings last. It's taking a little while for Luciano to get a little more into the zone, into a rhythm that he had in that first inning. He did walk one in the first, but looked pretty good other than that. As the tying run now stands at second base in scoring position for the nine-hole hitter Anderson Rojas. Rojas playing left field. As it counts nothing and one to Rojas. Rojas, a 248 hitter, swings and misses at this one. It's no balls and two strikes. And Luciano way ahead in the count. So the Grizzlies still lead 3-2, but it's a tighter ballgame now than it was just a moment ago after the two-run shot, as this one is grounded and it bounces off Rojas into foul territory, and we'll do it again. So again, looking at Barriga's stats, he has played, he has appeared in a game. He had two plate appearances before this. Both of them were strikeouts, as now he has knocked one out, and the ballgame is tied as this pitch misses in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Luciano looking to get Rojas to chase after that one. So still one away here. Castillo struck out to lead off the inning. Drew Jones tripled on a deep shot to center field, and he scored. He could have walked home on the Ben McLaughlin home run. As Barriaga stands on second, and this pitch misses somewhere, as that's ball two. Curveball looked pretty good from here, but the count pulls even. Two balls and two strikes. One away here. Bottom of the second. Shadows almost taking full effect here at Valley Strong Ballpark. A 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that's the second out as Rojas down on strikes. Two strikeouts now for Ismael Luciano. He looks to escape this inning with the lead intact. It's 3-2 as Yancy Luis in the top of the order for the Rawhide strides in. Yancy Luis walked in his first at-bat. He also stole his 20th base of the season as the first pitch to him misses inside. Ball one. It's 1-0. So a little more about Luciano. Luciano actually tossed a complete game back in 2022 against the Astros Blue in the DSL Rockies organization. He allowed three runs, two of them earned on two hits, five walks, and 12 strikeouts. That's a career high as a professional for Luciano as this one misses inside ball two. Two balls and no strikes to the top of the lineup, Yancy Luis. Remember, the first three batters did get full counts against them. So Luis looking to put the hurt on the Grizzlies here as this one misses outside ball three, and Luciano at risk of losing Yancy Luis at the top of the order for the second time in as many innings. So again, shadows almost fully taking effect here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Left field still in a little bit of sun as the pitch inside corner, and he can't get the call, and sure enough, second walk in as many innings for the leadoff man, Yancy Luis. That's the second walk for the Grizzlies starter, Ismael Luciano, as that will bring a mound visit as the pitching coach, Jerry Sullivan, heads out to the mound to have a conversation with the battery. And as they do that, Grizzlies fans, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent service all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Christopher Taurine strides in. Taurine lined out to first in his first at-bat just an inning ago. As two runners on here, as the first pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Perry, and the count's 1-0. So we took a look down there as Alberto Barriaga on second base. He doubled. It was his first hit in a Rawhide uniform as he still stands out there at second base. And Yancy Luis just walked. The 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled at the plate. And the count moves to 1-1. It's Christopher Taurine, the shortstop for this Rawhide staff. So again, this game, definitely one that matters for both of these squads. Just a reminder that magic number down to 4. For the San Jose Giants, as the Grizzlies look to hold serve here in the California North Division. As this one misses outside ball 2, it's 2 balls and a strike to Taurine. So Christopher Taurine, right-hander. He stands in. And the pitch to him, swung on and fouled. The right side, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 on here in the second. So Christopher Taurine. Taurine is registered as an infielder. He is the shortstop. He's 5'10", 155 pounds. The 2-2 pitch grounded out towards short into center field, and we may be tied up here as here comes Barriaga from second. He will score, and just like that, it is a tie ball game. So Taurine with the RBI single, and we are tied here in the bottom of the second. 3 runs apiece, 4 hits apiece. Runners on the corners, and 2 away. That base hit scores Barriaga, moves Luis over to third base. He reached on the walk, and he's now standing at third as Christopher Taurine singles, drives home the tying run, and that brings up Demetrio Crisantes. Crisantes 0-for-1, he flew out to center in his first at-bat. So the first pitch to him is taken for a strike, counts 0-1. Crisantes has appeared in 53 games, batting .351 coming into this ball game, as this one in there for a strike, and it's quickly no balls and 2 strikes. So for Crisantes, 5 home runs, 36 runs batted in coming in. He has walked 33 times and struck out only 36. And if you're keeping about a 50-50 split between your walks and your strikeouts, well, you've got a pretty decent eye, as we'll hope he has to blink a couple times at this next pitch. The 0-2 count, here it comes. Swinging a grounder out towards second. Up with a Tena, throw to first, and it is in time for the out score. 4-3 on the putout to end the inning, but not before the Rawhide are able to bounce back with 3 of their own here in the bottom of the second. Brand new ball game. We head to the third. I'm Ben Hensley, subbing for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow.
where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia. Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice. Thank you for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, however you're joining us. As to the top of the third, Grizzlies back up after scoring three in the top of the third. As leadoff man Tevin Tucker takes his first pitch for a strike, it's no balls and a strike. So the Grizzlies and Rawhide exchanging three-run punches in the second inning as we have a brand new ball game, three runs apiece, and now the count's even at 1-1 to the Grizzlies' second baseman. Tucker stands in. 1-1 pitch is outside, ball two. Two balls and one strike. So for Tucker, flew out to center in his first at bat, top of the first. Grizzlies went 1-2-3 in the first inning and then put up that three spot in the top of the second as this one's fouled back behind us over our heads. Two balls and two strikes. No outs, just underway here in the top of the third. Three runs, four hits apiece for each squad so far. As here's the pitch. Swung on and foul tipped into the glove of the catcher Castillo for out number one. As Tucker down on strikes to start the third inning. And that's the first strikeout of the ballgame for Wilkin Paredes. The southpaw had a difficult third inning. And for that matter, the Grizzlies righty, Ismael Luciano, had a difficult second inning. I think I said third just now. Second inning for both squads. They both scored three in that second. This one's a shot out to right field. Going back on it, the right fielder makes the catch on the warning track. Ortiz had to range far back as Wimmer flies out deep to right field for the second out. So far we have seen two frames of very quick baseball. One inning of relatively long baseball, and now a very quick top of the third so far, as the first two Grizzlies retired on a strikeout and a flyout by the left-hander Wilkin Paredes. And for his third inning of work, here's the pitch to the righty Blake Wright. Counts 1-0, it misses. Wright, of course, hitting that home run in the second inning, his first in a Grizzlies uniform, and you know, once again, I was talking to a member of the Grizzlies front office earlier today about who was going to hit the next first home run for the Grizzlies, and we both agreed it was going to be Wright. In fact, it was called. Blake Wright was going to hit one today, about 2 hours before first pitch, and sure enough, he knocked one out in the second inning, and it went a long way to left field. He takes ball two, as this pitch is grounded to second, as the second baseman, Crisantes, up with it, flips over to McLaughlin covering it first. 1-2-3, go the Grizzlies. Here in the third inning. Heading to the bottom of the third. Tied at three. Grizzlies, Rawhide. We'll be back from Visalia.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that shape and change the game and our country, and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark, bottom of the third. We are tied at three. Grizzlies and Rawhide knotted up after a scoreless first. The squads traded three-run punches in the second, and here we are in the bottom of the third after a scoreless top of the inning, as Ismael Luciano in for his third inning of work. The first pitch to the leadoff man, Angel Ortiz, misses for ball one, and we're back underway from Visalia. So we'll introduce you a little bit to this Rawhide field staff, Dee Garner, second season, as this one is grounded out to the right side and into right field, past a diving Tevin Tucker, and that's a base hit for the leadoff man in Angel Ortiz. So again, introducing you to this Rawhide staff, Dee Garner. He returns his eighth year as a member of the Diamondbacks organization. He takes the helm for the Rawhide in 2024. He returns for the Hyde for his second straight year after managing last year's squad. Despite returning for a second season, he spent the 2021 season as the Rawhide bench coach, garner over 25 years of professional baseball experience. As Kenny Castillo strides in, the first pitch to Castillo is popped up a mile in the air. There is Perry underneath it, makes the catch about where he started from, and it is a one-pitch out pop-up to the catcher, P2, if you're scoring at home. So again, a little more about Dee Garner, the manager for the Rawhide. He spent 25 years of professional baseball experience, including a 7-year playing career. He was drafted in the first round by the Texas Rangers all the way back in 1985. And he played in professional baseball until 1991, where he reached AAA Oklahoma City. As here comes Drew Jones. Jones tripled in his first at-bat. He later scored on the McLaughlin home run. McLaughlin on deck. First pitch to Jones. Is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. After his playing days, Dee Garner spent 2 years, 1993 and 94, as the hitting coach in the Rangers organization before he received his first managerial role in 1997 with the Mariners Arizona League squad. As Jones, no balls and a strike. Pitch from Luciano misses outside ball two. Ball one, pardon me. It's one ball, one strike. So the Grizzlies hoping a double play can maybe get them out of this inning. As Drew Jones strides in, one ball on the strike. The young right-hander, number three prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, dangerous hitter, as this one on the outside corner, strike two. And Luciano jumps ahead in the count, a ball and two strikes. So again, that triple by Drew Jones was his seventh on the season. And he's got wheels, son of former big leaguer Andrew Jones. As the 1-2 is grounded out toward third, past the third baseman, Mendez into left field, and it's going to roll into the corner, and they are going to send the runner from first, Angel Ortiz, all the way around, and he will score, and the Rawhide take a 4-3 lead here in the bottom of the third. So that ball just squeaking past the third base bag fair, in between third base bag and the third baseman, Luis Mendez, and into the corner, rattled up against the wall, and by the time Brad Cumbus was able to get that ball back into the infield, the runner who was standing on first to start the play, Angel Ortiz, he scored all the way from first, and the Rawhide jump out to a 4-3 lead here in the bottom of the third inning. That'll bring up Ben McLaughlin. McLaughlin homered in his last at-bat. Here's the pitch. It's lined foul down the left field side and out of play. No balls and a strike. So McLaughlin, he came in hitting 256, and he's now up to two home runs on the year, 15 runs batted in, after driving home Drew Jones in the bottom of the third, as Drew Jones just did his part driving home Angel Ortiz here in the bottom of the third. This one is grounded to the right side, foul, off towards the camera well, and as someone who's actually taken photos here at Valley Strong Ballpark, I actually took some shots for the Grizzlies last year. I can tell you those camera wells are extremely close to the batter's box, much closer than you'd see at Chukchansey Park, and If you have a camera, you have got to be ready to dive out of harm's way here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Those fouls come in hot. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Speaking of hot, this is a hot shot to second as Tucker up with it flips to first. And that's the second out of the inning. Castillo on the play. On the play, Drew Jones moved over to third as McLaughlin is retired. Scored 4-3 on the putout for out number two. It's going to bring up Alberto Braggia. Braggia 1-for-1. He has doubled, actually got his first hit in a Rawhide uniform just last inning. Here's the first pitch to him. It is in there for a strike, and the count's no balls and one strike. So this is the second appearance for the young right-hander. Designated hitter this evening. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and he was way out in front of that off-speed pitch. And it is quickly no balls and two strikes. So the Grizzlies hoping to get out of this inning with minimal damage done. As the Rawhide able to scrape one across here in the bottom of the third so far. They do still have a runner at third. But with two outs, it's going to take a hit or something special to drive him in. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And he had him out in front on the last two pitches. And just like that, the side is retired. But one run scores on two hits. One runner left. Subbing in for Stephen Rice. My name is Ben Hensley on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Bally Live app. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back from Visalia.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the fourth, 4-3 our score. Rawhide taking the lead from the Grizzlies in the bottom of the last inning. As the two squads have traded punches early here. Three runs apiece for both of the teams in the second inning, and a run in the bottom of the third puts us where we are here in the top of the fourth inning with Luis Mendez leading off for the Grizzlies. He squares to bunt, late square to bunt, and it goes back to the screen. No balls and a strike as Wilkin Paredes on for his fourth inning of work. Let's bring you a little more information on Paredes. Paredes started the year in rookie ball. Went 2-0, pitched in 8 innings, as this one swing and a miss, as Luis Mendez way out in front of that one. It's no balls and two strikes. So Mendez, 0-for-1, grounded out to second, back in the second, as the 0-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and he is down on three strikes, as this one was in the dirt, it was dropped, and now Mendez tagged out, and I gave up on that play. As a lot of times when that ball is in the dirt, it's going to surprise you slightly as a hitter. And I'm not sure if that's what happened here. Either way, one away in the top of the fourth inning. So again, a little more on Wilkin Paredes. He appeared in two games in rookie ball, starting the year off, with a 1.13 earned run average. He's appeared in 14 games so far for the Rawhide, as this one's grounded out towards short. Great play by the shortstop. And a dive at first base by Tena, and he is retired. A fantastic play. Taurine, with a dive to his right, makes the play, hops to his feet, and gets Felix Tena by what we would call a step, instead we'll call a slide, as a head first dive, not able to get in time, scored 6-3 on the put out and out number two. A great defensive play by this Rawhide squad, as these two teams ranked 1 and 2 in the California League in the defensive rankings, as this pitch to Juan Castillo misses inside for ball one. Castillo, 1 for 1, he singled and also scored in the second inning, as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Chased after that one downstairs, and it's 1 ball and a strike. So again, 14 appearances, all of them starts for this Rawhide squad, as this one is lined into left field and caught on a line by the left fielder Rojas, and 1-2-3 go the Grizzlies. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 4-3 Rawhide here from Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom of the fourth inning. Rawhide lead the Grizzlies 4-3. As Ismael Luciano on for his fourth inning of work against Anderson Rojas. He lays down a bunt, and this one is a good one. And he is going to be in there with a leadoff single, a bunt single. And he attempted to do that in last night's game. Couldn't quite get it down. And this time it works out just right for him, as he will lead off with a single. Now, if you're wondering how long these pitchers are going to last, well, you know almost as much as we do if you're sitting at home or listening in on the radio. And the reason I say that is because if you've never been out here to Valley Strong Ballpark, well, unlike the friendly confines of Chukchansey Park in Fresno, the bullpens are actually behind a fence, so we can see if someone is up and throwing, but we can't quite see who it is. As the runner takes off from first, throw down a second, is in time, gets the runner at second. Anderson Rojas caught stealing, and a perfect throw by the catcher Darius Perry nails the runner for the first out of the inning. And a great throw by Perry, able to get Rojas. Rojas had a good jump trying to take off on the first pitch, and it was a ball, as now this one's bunted by Yancey Luis. As the count's 1 ball and 1 strike. But again, a great throw by Perry. Nails the runner at second. So we take a look, as this one is grounded out towards first. A stab at first base by the first baseman. And Castillo does all the work himself. He just shot his glove out there, caught that ball, and beat the base runner, Yancey Luis, a speedy base runner, to first by about half a step for out number two. And I think if he hadn't held onto that ball, Castillo had tried to toss that one to Luciano, I don't think either one of them would have known what to do with it. As Luciano was about a step behind Castillo, he makes the right decision in keeping it himself. And just like that, there are two out here in the bottom of the fourth. That brings up Christopher Torin. Torin takes the first pitch for a strike it's no balls and one strike. But again, a great defensive play out there. So back-to-back good plays. One by the catcher, Darius Perry, and by the first baseman, Castillo. So Juan Castillo at first base as that pitch is in there for a strike. No balls and two strikes, and we are a pitch away from getting out of this inning unscathed. The 0-2 pitch, outside, ball two, ball one. It's one ball and two strikes. So, just as quickly as this inning has started, is practically over. Been a very fast inning so far. As earlier we noticed the pitch clock had been turned off between innings, which I haven't really ever seen before. Well, not since the pitch clock has been here, as that one misses for ball two. And that was giving me a little bit of a concern as a time clock operator in Fresno. I was sitting there wondering what would happen if that time clock ever broke, and I thought we might have had an answer just now, but it is back on as this one's grounded softly out towards third, rushing the third baseman. Mendez throws to first, and it gets away. And he had to barehand that one. A tough play down there. It was a slow, chopping ground ball. And he fields it about 15 feet from the infield dirt. He had to come in a long way to make that barehand. And he did a good job just to get that throw off, as they will undoubtedly rule that ball, or that hit, a single. As Christopher Torin reaches for his second time in this ballgame. Torin, earlier in this ballgame, he drove in a run with the single, and now he is standing on first with a two-out single, as this one misses outside ball one, and it is confirmed that was a single. You couldn't have possibly ruled that one an error. It was a tough, tough play for the third baseman, Luis Mendez. He came in charging hard, and it took everything he had just to get that throw off. As Dimitro Crisante stands in, a 1-0 count to him. He came in at a 351 average. This ball is outside, ball two. And it's quickly two balls and no strikes. So Crisante, 0 for 2. Flew out in the first inning, grounded out in the second inning. That was to end the frame in that second inning. As the 2-0 pitch on its way from Luciano. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. And counts 2-1. So Torin, right-hander, shortstop, made a fantastic play out there at short last inning. Diving play, dove to his right, popped to his feet, threw the ball to first, and beat Tevin Tucker by about half a slide as this one's skied into left field. Brad Cumbest over to his left makes the catch, and that's the third out of the inning. So, after four innings, it is a 4-3 ball game. Rawhide currently leading the Grizzlies. We'll be back on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Life app. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Top of the fifth here from Visalia. 4-3 our score. Rawhide lead the Grizzlies. That's Wilkin Paredes in for his fifth inning of work against Darius Perry. Perry takes the first pitch for a strike. No balls and one strike. So, something to look forward to here, Grizzlies fans, if you are looking for the speed track as Perry takes a timeout here. Well, the third man up is going to be Caleb Hobson. And Hobson is one stolen base away from tying the number four Grizzlies history for single season stolen bases with 41. He picked up 39 and 40 in yesterday's ballgame as this one is lined out to right field, played on a hop by the right fielder Ortiz, and Perry is aboard with a leadoff single. So again, talking yesterday's ballgame, it was a leadoff walk for Caleb Hobson. He swiped second, he swiped third. That was 39 and 40 for him. And again, he is one away from tying Dante Powell, who in 1998 stole 41 bases. As Brad Cumbus steps in. Cumbus came in hitting 152, as this one is skied in the air. High pop-up. And second baseman, I don't think, knew where it went. Right fielder didn't know where it was. Center fielder Drew Jones was the one who came in and saved the day. As the second baseman, Crisantes, kind of threw his hands up. He didn't know where it went. Right fielder Ortiz, I think, thought he had a bead on it, and then at the last second, he didn't know where it was at. And at the very last second, Drew Jones comes in, makes a sliding catch, and saves the day for the Rawhide. As Cumbest is retired, F8 on the putout. Looks a lot simpler in the box score than it was on the field. As Caleb Hobson to the plate, his first pitch to him. Is high for a ball, 1-0. So again, back to Hobson. Hobson with 40 stolen bases on the year, one away from the number four spot all time on Grizzlies stolen base single season record. As the 1-0 pitch to Hobson is grounded foul to the left side. Of course, number three on that list, Calvin Murray with 42. So really, you know, it is completely within reach for Caleb Hobson to potentially get both of those bases in one game. So by the end of the evening, we could see a number three next to his name on the all-time stolen base list, on the single-season stolen base list, excuse me, as he's got another 8 to go to reach Eddie Diaz, who stole 48 in 2021, as the 1-1 pitch to Hobson misses inside ball 2. And he has a very long way to go to reach 2011's number Tyler Graham with 60 stolen bases. I'm not saying it's out of reach, but I'm going to say if anyone can do it, it's Hobson. As the 2-1 pitch to Hobson on the way. It is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says base umpire Caleb George. And the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Wilkin Paredes in for his fifth inning of work. He gave up a single to lead off the inning. A sharply hit line drive to right field by Darius Perry. And then a fly out to center that was a lot harder than it looked on paper. As Brad Cumbest flew out, and that one misses upstairs, ball 3, and the count goes full, Caleb Hobson. So Caleb Hobson is 0 for 2 as he swings and misses, and now he's 0 for 3 on the strikeout, 2 away, as that is strikeout number 3 for Paredes, and there are 2 away in the top of the 5th inning. So Grizzlies, just a reminder, the ball game on Labor Day, this upcoming Monday, has been moved up. If you are listening and you're planning to come out to the ballpark, it's a 4:05 start now as Tevin Tucker steps in, number 2 hitter. He's 0 for 2, first pitch to Tucker, misses downstairs, ball 1. So again, 4:05 the start at Chukchansey Park for the Grizzlies, start of their 6-game set to wrap up the season against the San Jose Giants. And if they're able to hold pace here with the Giants, and the Giants maybe drop a couple of games to Rancho, well, we may have that California North division wrapped up at Chukchansey, as this one misses for a ball. It's 2-0. And also, be sure to pick up your tickets before Friday. We have a Grizzlies flash sale, $5 field box tickets until Friday. So again, if you're planning on coming out to that Monday game at 4:05 against the San Jose Giants, pick them up soon, as this one skied out to center field. Jones to his left, camps underneath it, makes the catch, And that's the third out of the inning. But Grizzlies leave one. 4-3 our score. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to the bottom of the fifth inning from Valley Strong Ballpark. My name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. 4-3 our score as the first pitch to Angel Ortiz is grounded out towards first. Castillo up with it, fields it himself. Three unassisted. That's the second time he's done that in as many innings. And we are underway in the fifth. So Grizzlies fans, Chukchansey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st, then on September 2nd. One lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Kenny Castillo is taken for a strike. No balls and one strike from the Grizzlies right-hander, Ismael Luciano. He is still on. Just had that rough inning in the third, gave up one run in the third. And other than that, he's been very efficient as this one is grounded out. Kenny Castillo retired on the ground ball. There are two away quickly here. Score that. 4-3 on the putout. And there are two away. 1-3 on the putout. See, here in the press box in Visalia, we have a beam in the mirror that stands right in the window that stands right in front of the press box as this one's lined into center field. Hobson slipped a little bit as he came up with that one, and we'll see if he's okay out there in center. He is walking around just fine, it looks like, as fielded that one on a hop, came up with it, and then just kind of jumped a little bit coming up, as it's going to be a long single for the Rawhide center fielder, Drew Jones. That's his third hit of the ballgame. He's 3-for-3. And just as last night we were talking about somebody, Braylon Wimmer, who was very close to having the cycle, well, just like that, Drew Jones is a home run away from the cycle. As Ben McLaughlin steps in, he takes the first pitch downstairs, ball one. It's 1-0. So again, this is back-to-back games where we're on cycle watch. And this one is a little bit earlier in the ball game now at cycle watch, as Drew Jones has three quarters of the cycle, single, double, triple, and he has done it in reverse order as this one is in there for a strike to Ben McLaughlin. It's one ball and one strike. So two very quick outs, so quick I could barely see him. As two away, runner on first is Drew Jones. As the 1-1 pitch on the outside corner just misses for ball two. Two balls and one strike. As we hear the cowbells come to life here at Valley Strong Ballpark. It's Valley Strong Ballpark, home of the world's largest cowbell, just behind us. As the 2-1 pitch is grounded foul, and we'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Grizzlies. 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Rawhide. As the Grizzlies hope to come from behind here, they've got 4 frames to do it in. Trailing by 1. Glancing into the bullpens, I don't see anybody up and throwing hard, as this one's a pickoff attempt at first. Jones back in with a diving move, and he is safe. So again, if you haven't been out here to Visalia, bullpens are behind the gates. It's a little difficult to see who's up and tossing here, as the pitch from Luciano, 2-2, swing and a miss, strike 3, and that is the inning. So a quick inning, all things considered, for the Grizzlies. We head to the top of the 6th. Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. My name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. Top of the 6th, 4-3 our score. Rawhide lead the Grizzlies. Grizzlies looking to come back here in the top of the 6th as Braylon Wimmer grounds this one to the left side. It's a weakly hit ground ball. Catcher Castillo out to it, and he throws over to first. I couldn't tell who that hit, if that was Wimmer or the first baseman. I think that went off Wimmer, as he will be... Boy, that thing bounced off Wimmer. You could hear that come off him. As he will be in there at first. A leadoff single. Tough play. As Wimmer able to reach base. And up with it was the catcher, Kenny Castillo. It was a tough play. And Wimmer, a little bit to the left of the baseline. Once they got to the cutout there, about halfway down the first baseline. And he just wore it in the back. But the Grizzlies have the tying run on base and the lead run at the plate, and Blake Wright, and if he could do what he did earlier in this ball game, it's going to be a whole new story for the Grizzlies, as the first pitch to Wright is inside, but called a strike just on the inside corner. It's no balls and one strike. So again, if you missed us earlier, Blake Wright, his first home run in a Grizzlies uniform in the second inning, and it was a no-doubt bomb to left field. Ball all the way out to Recreation Park there behind the left field line. As this one's grounded out towards second, could be two. Instead, it bounces off the glove of Crisantes and into right field, a base hit. And we'll actually have to see if they rule that a hit or an error, as that was a sharply hit ball. It bounced, I think it had about 2 bounces before it got to Crisantes, and he just misplayed it. If you ask me, he was looking to go to second with that one, and they will rule that an error. As Braylon Wimmer on the play moved over to third, Blake Wright reaching on the E4. And that's the first error of the ball game, and that's going to bring a mound visit for the Rawhide. And looking down there into the bullpen, I do see somebody throwing. Can't see who it is. Again, the fence does a good job of playing coverage for anybody trying to see who's in the bullpen as the pitching coach Tyler Mark comes out in the entire infield now talking it over. Well, folks, the Fresno Grizzlies and the Rawhide, these teams have a bit of a history together. The Grizzlies have won 26 of the last 32 contests against their Highway 99 rivals. On the other side, four of the Rawhide's 13 wins have come via one-run walk-offs, so we'll hope the Grizzlies can jump out to a slightly bigger lead than the one run that they're trailing by now, and they have a good shot of doing that here in the top of the sixth with Luis Mendez coming to the plate with nobody out and runners on the corners. Infielders are in on the corners. Middle infields playing about standard depth as the first pitch to Mendez misses outside for ball one. And now that bullpen for the Rawhide, I again do see somebody throwing. Someone is warming pretty quickly down there in the pen as the lefty, Paredes, looking to maybe get to the end of his rope here in the top of the sixth. The 1-0 pitch to Mendez. Here it comes. Swinging a grounder out towards short. Going to be a tough play to get two, but 6-4-3 is not in time on the back half. And in the interim, a run scores, and we are tied here in Visalia. So the run scores. And that run, Blake Wright scores. Braylon Wimmer scores. Blake Wright out at second. Luis Mendez replacing him at first base. They score that 6-4. As there is one out now, as this one's grounded to the right side, 4-3, as Mendez had to dance to avoid that one, and Tena grounds out. Again, 4-3 on the putout for out number two, and that does move Luis Mendez into scoring position, and now the lead run at second for Juan Castillo. Now again, that Rawhide bullpen up and moving, I can't see anyone tossing in the Fresno pen, so we'll see if Ismael Luciano will be out for his sixth inning of work. Haven't seen anybody throwing yet. And now D. Garner is coming out to the mound, and we'll have a pitching change. So, we will be back to tell you all about the new arm, who we know nothing about yet, but we'll know all about in a minute, here from Valley Strong Ballpark. Ben Hensley, subbing in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com. There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the sixth inning, two outs, one run in, and the Grizzlies continue to threaten here as the first pitch from the new pitcher, Edgar Isaya, is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Juan Castillo. Righty, Edgar Isaya, wearing number 17, stands in 6'3", 185. He's 22 years old. He's got a 3-4 record on the year as this one misses for ball one. 3-4 record with a 4.80 ERA. He's thrown 30 innings pitched. 44 strikeouts, so a strikeout pitcher in Edgar Isaiah, the big right-hander. So Isaiah on 1-1, swing and a miss. Juan Castillo is now behind in the count, 1-2. So the Grizzlies able to push a run across here in the top of the sixth inning as we are all knotted up. Take a look to the bottom of the sixth. We have 8, 9, and 1 due up for the Rawhide as the 1-2 pitch on the way to Castillo misses outside. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. So a little bit more on Isaiah. In his time with Visalia, he's gone 3-4. Again, 4.91 earned run average in 28 games. As the 2-2 pitch with two away from Isaiah, here it comes. Swing and a miss, and he was out in front of that one. And Castillo down on strikes for the first strikeout from Isaiah, and we head to the bottom of the sixth. All tied up now after the Grizzlies are able to scrape one across here in the top of the sixth. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Jency Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here. Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice. Austin Becker, the new arm for the Fresno Grizzlies. Becker wearing number 30. He stands in 6'5", 215, the right-hander, 24 years of age, from Sunbury, Ohio. He was drafted in the 16th round in 2022, and he'll face off against Alberto Barriga to start this inning. First pitch from Becker is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. So we'll pull you up some Becker stats in just a moment here. As the 0-1 pitch on the way to Alberto Barriga. Swung on and fouled right back to the screen just above us. And the screen caught it before it got up here. And it's quickly nothing and two. So again, we'll take a look at Becker's regular season numbers. He's got a 1-0 record, 4.42 earned run average. He's appeared in 13 games, 18 in the third innings pitched. As here's the 0-2, and he misses outside ball one. So again, 18 in one third innings pitch. He's allowed 17 hits, 10 runs, 9 of them earned. Has not allowed a home run yet this year. Walked 10, struck out 17. Opposing hitters batting 239 against the tall righty. As the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed, a breaking ball, and he gets the leadoff man, Barriga, on strike. Second time Barriaga's retired on strikes. That's actually the fourth strikeout in 5 plate appearances in his career. The only other plate appearance that Barriga has was a double in the second inning. That's his first hit in a Rawhide uniform. And that brings in Anderson Rojas. Rojas singled in the fourth, struck out in the second. He's up for his third time this evening as the first pitch to him is fouled off to the left side towards the parking lot and out of play. You'll have to check your windshields when you head out to drive home this evening. as the count moves to no balls and one strike. And now we're in a little bit of a pause here as the ball got onto the field. And now left fielder Brad Cumbest went over to retrieve it, toss it back into the crowd, and we will be back underway here. Anderson Rojas with no one count. Here's the pitch from Becker. He squares to bunt. Rojas with a good one, but the bare hand by Mendez and the throw to first. A great play. And this one, shades of that play from a few innings ago where Mendez barehanded it and then threw the ball away. This time he did not do so. And a fantastic play out there at third base. He came running in, and at the last second, Rojas squared to bunt. He's done that several times in this ballgame and yesterday's ballgame. The fast base runner beaten by just about a step out there at first. And there are two down in the bottom of the sixth. Bringing up Yancy Luis. He skies one to left field, and that one's going to get foul and out of play. And now I'm starting to think some of these rawhide hitters might be working for an insurance company. We've got some windows to check out there in the left field parking lot. Counts no balls and one strike to the rawhide third baseman. This pitch misses for ball one. So we were scoreless in the first inning. These two squads traded three-run punches in the second. Rawhide picked up a run in the third, and the Grizzlies scored in the top of this inning in the sixth, as this one's in there for a strike, and now Yancy Luis behind in the count, one ball and two strikes. Luis on the afternoon is 0-for-1. He has walked twice in the first and second inning and grounded out to first in the fourth. The 1-2 in the dirt and inside for ball two. And two balls, two strikes. With two away, Yancy Luis came in hitting .268. Seven home runs, 50 runs batted in, the leadoff man. Also swiped his 20th base of the season earlier in the first inning as this one is fouled off to the left side. Breaking ball spoiled off. And we'll do it once again. So again, Valley Strong Ballpark here. It was a hot evening, 99 at first pitch. It's dropped all the way to 91 here in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled at the plate. And we'll do it once more. Two balls and two strikes. Umpire Zach Hovich behind the plate gets a new set of baseballs as Austin Becker gets a new ball as the 2-2 count to the rawhide leadoff man, Yancy Luis. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and 1-2-3 go the rawhide, two strikeouts, and a great inning of work for Austin Becker. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, from Valley Strong Ballpark. My name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the seventh inning here from Valley Strong Ballpark. We are back with a new arm, Braden Quinn on for Visalia. This is just his second appearance for the Rawhide. He's gone two innings, three strikeouts, no walks, and he will face off first against Darius Perry, the catcher leading off for the Grizzlies. Perry on the evening, two for two with two singles, as this first pitch misses entirely, goes all the way to the backstop, and it's one ball and no strike. So, tell you a little bit about Braden Quinn. He's a left-handed pitcher, 6'4", 228, out of New Fairfield, Connecticut. Drafted out of UConn just this year, several weeks ago, as this pitch is in there for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. So Quinn, tall left-hander, as the 1-1 pitch to Darius Perry is in there for a strike, and it's one ball and two strikes. So fans, again, don't forget to come out to Chicchansey Park next Monday. An earlier start than we expected. 4:05 for your Labor Day matchup against the San Jose Giants as the pitch swung on and missed. Perry is down on strikes. The throw down to first to complete the job. Score at 2-3 on the putout. And Perry is retired for the first time this evening. So again, that game moved up to 4:05. Looking to get a few more people out to the ballpark to cheer on your Grizzlies, who are still currently in the hunt for the playoffs. And they have a chance to potentially wrap up the season against the Giants on a very high note if the Giants are able to drop a couple more games against the Quakes. They did win earlier today 9-5, and that dropped their magic number to 4 against your Fresno Grizzlies as the first pitch to Brad Cumbest misses outside for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes. Cumbest 0-for-1. He did drive in a run in the second inning, sac fly, and then flew out to center in the fifth as he swings and misses at this one. Count pulls even at 1. So again, these teams knotted up here in the top of the seventh as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed, but a three-quarter swing by Cumbest couldn't make up his mind, and it's a one-ball, two-strike count to the tall right-hander. So Brad Cumbest playing left field. Tall 6'6" right-hander as the 1-2 pitch on the way. Here it comes. It's inside and ball two. Two balls and two strikes with one away here in the top of the seventh inning. So Grizzlies fans, experience the ultimate party at Chicchansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Saloon. As this pitch is swung on and missed, Brad Cumbest down on strikes for the second out of the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts now for the new arm in Braden Quinn, and his second appearance is looking just as good as his first, as he struck out 3 in his first outing, and he's retired the first 2 Grizzlies. So again, Chicchansey. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChicchanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chicchansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon, and we thank Chicchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. So the Grizzlies leadoff man Caleb Hobson takes the first pitch for a ball from Quinn. Lefty on righty matchup, here it comes. This one's lined up the middle, a base hit just past Quinn and into center field for a single. So Quinn able to get the first 2 Grizzlies, but now the leading run is on board at first base. And with Caleb Hobson, again, got to keep an eye on this guy. He is one away from being tied for fourth place in the all-time single-season Grizzlies stolen base record. He has 40 on the year. He stole base number 39 and 40 in yesterday's ballgame. So we'll keep an eye on him over there at first. Here's the first pitch from Quinn. It is skied foul behind us, and the count moves to no balls and one strike. Tevin Tucker. Tucker 0-for-3 on the day. Flew out in the first, struck out in the third, and another flyout in the fifth. Both of those flyouts to center fielder Drew Jones. As the 0-1 pitch on the way from Quinn. Here it comes. It is just outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. So we'll take a look at our last pitcher, Edgar Isaiah. Thought he was going to stay on for a little bit longer, but he only was there to clean up the top of the sixth as he struck out his only opponent, as now a quick throw to first, and back in safely is Hobson. So one ball, one strike to Tevin Tucker. Tucker playing second. 1-1 pitch. Here it comes from Quinn. On his way is Hobson. The throw down to second. Not in time and into center field. And now Hobson on his horse to third. And he will be in there standing. So a stolen base. And then he heads to third on the throwing error, E2. As now the Grizzlies with a big scoring threat here. Two outs, but a runner 90 feet away. And if Tevin Tucker can get this one in play, it'll be a brand new Grizzlies ball game as they will have the lead here in the top of the seventh inning. Two away, two balls and one strike. As here's the 2-1 pitch, swung on and grounded foul down the third base line, and it's 2-2. So the Grizzlies looking to get a come from behind win here. As the Grizzlies were able to tie this ball game up in last frame as Tucker takes his timeout. And when the Grizzlies are tied after six innings, they are 7-10 overall, 5-7 on the road. As the 2-2 pitch, here it comes, swung on and grounded through the hole, into left field, a base hit, and the Grizzlies take a 5-4 lead. Tevin Tucker with an RBI single, and just like that, the Grizzlies are out in front again, 5-4. Leading the Rawhide. So Quinn giving up his first run in a Rawhide uniform. And at the moment that run is going to be unearned as the error out there at second, or error out there by the catcher on the throw to second. Moved Hobson over to third, and Hobson just came in to score. Here's the first pitch to the number three hitter, Braylon Wimmer. And this one misses, ball one. So speaking of good hitting, got some Grizzlies who have some hit streaks. And one of them is this man right here, Braylon Wimmer. He's on a 5-game hit streak after his single in the sixth inning. This one misses, ball two. Other Grizzlies on hit streaks. Blake Wright, he's now moved up to 6-game hit streak. And Aiden Longwell with a 7-game hit streak. He is not in the lineup today, but he has a 7-game hit streak going for the Grizzlies. As this one swung on and missed, 2-0 pitch, and I think Wimmer was trying to send that one right back to the same place on the scoreboard he sent the ball in the third inning in yesterday's ballgame. Two balls, one strike. Two outs, one across now for the Grizzlies on two hits. Here in the top of the seventh, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Grizzlies. They lead. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Now on the way is Tucker, and it's not in time. He has stolen second, so this Grizzlies team really swiping their way through the seventh inning. As two stolen bases now for the Grizzlies in the seventh inning. One by Hobson and now one by Tevin Tucker. So 2-2. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. And Tucker scampers back to second as Castillo is able to keep this one in front of him. And the count moves full. This Rawhead crowd trying to get behind their team. And with that stolen base, of course, we were telling you to keep an eye on Hobson. He is now tied for fourth in the single season stolen base mark. Just swiped his 41st base of the year. As this one is skied foul to the left side and out of play, Wimmer stays alive. 3 balls, 2 strikes. So once again, Grizzlies in the record books. As now Caleb Hobson is tied for fourth with Dante Powell with 41 stolen bases. Next up, Calvin Murray. And Caleb Hobson is breathing down his neck with 42 as this one is skied into right field, and that's going to be a tough play. Right fielder Ortiz is able to range to his left on the run, make the catch, and that's the third out of the inning. But not before the Grizzlies push across a run and take a 5-4 lead. Here heading to the bottom of the seventh, stretch time from Visalia. Ben Hensley subbing in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Life app. Will be back from Visalia.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Bottom of the seventh inning. 5-4 our score. Grizzlies lead the Rawhide from Visalia. And I feel good playing on the radio. These fans getting into it, but currently the Grizzlies feel good with a 5-4 lead as Austin Becker in for his second inning of work. He had a really good sixth inning, struck out two, and retired the other on a ground ball. 1-2-3 retired the Rawhide batters, but now he's facing off against the middle of this Rawhide lineup and a dangerous hitter in Christopher Torin. First pitch to him is swung on and missed, and he's ahead in the count. No balls and one strike. So Becker working very efficiently for the Grizzlies. Again, he has struck out two in his one inning of work so far. On for Ismael Luciano as this one misses for ball one. So folks, taking a look around the league. Lake Elsinore currently leading Modesto in Lake Elsinore 6-3. They're in the top of the eighth. Modesto with a runner on second. And these Rawhide likely watching that score a little more closely than the Grizzlies here, as Elsinore currently two games up as this pitch misses outside for ball two. It's two balls and one strike to Torin. So again, Elsinore two games up on Visalia. Visalia looking to come back here in the California South League standings as this one's fouled back to the screen. And this wouldn't be the first time that we've seen somebody play spoiler for this Rawhide team. As I was doing a little bit of digging earlier this afternoon, as Torin calls time. And the Rawhide were also long famous among the minors aficionados for the curse of the alligator, which they finally put to rest in 2019. But the tale of Chopper will forever be part of this Rawhide team's lore as this pitch misses outside ball three, 3-2. So Chopper, Joe Charbonneau, destined to become the AL Rookie of the Year in 1980. He played for the 78 Visalia Club, who were then known as the Visalia Oaks. He played for the whole season, and the entire season he kept a pet alligator, in his bathtub. As this one's lined into right field, a base hit and a leadoff single for Christopher Torin. And now, in right field, Tanna has a little bit of trouble with it, and he's able to get the ball back in time to hold Torin to a single and save himself an error. He tried to get that one with the glove. It fell out of the glove, and luckily the reflexes were able to save him, as now here comes pitching coach Jerry Sullivan to have a visit with Austin Becker. So again, back to that story with Chopper, the pet alligator that Joe Charbonneau, he was the AL Rookie of the Year in 1980. He played the entire 78 season for the Oaks with a pet alligator in his bathtub. And at the season end, well, the Oaks, they had won it all. And Charbonneau was forbidden by his wife from bringing Chopper home. So he left the reptile in the care of a teammate. And Chopper, well, evidently displeased with this arrangement, he bonked his head during a brazen escape attempt. And ultimately, he succumbed to the bumped head. Well, the team, they suffered the wrath of his scaly ghost, and they failed to make the finals in 79. They lost four straight championship series from 1980 to 83, another one in 86, and they next won the California League Championship in 2019. So the Grizzlies may be looking to put a couple of scales on this Rawhide roster as the first pitch to Demetrio Crisantes is in there for strike one, no balls and a strike. As Torin leads off first, the 0-1 pitch, upstairs ball one. And it's a ball and a strike. So we've heard in the past curses of goats. And we have the curse of the alligator here in Visalia. As Becker looks to get out of a little bit of trouble here. Runner on first, nobody out. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch, and Tureen on his way to second. The throw down is a good throw, but not quite in time as Tureen able to swipe that bag. And the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position, primed to tie this thing with nobody out. So Tureen, after reaching, that was his third hit of the ballgame. He's 3 for 4. And Tureen on down to second with nobody out. Demetrio Crisantes at the plate. Here's the 2-1 pitch. It is in there for a strike. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Tureen swipes a bag after singling to lead off the inning. And now Crisantes looking to drive him home. But Austin Becker hoping to hold him right where he is. As the 2-2 pitch on the way to Crisantes is skied into right field. Shallow right field. Oncoming is Tana. He dives after and can't make the play. Now the second baseman, Tucker, all the way into right field to make the play. He gets the ball, but by the time the ball is back into the infield, Christopher Tureen around from second. He is to the plate, and we have a brand new ball game as Crisantes able to double, and he doubles home Tureen. And we are tied in the bottom of the seventh. So, Christopher Tureen, that stolen base made all the difference as Felix Tena came on hard trying to make that play, trying to make a diving catch, but Tureen, after his 12th stolen base of the season, able to scamper home after the ball scoots past Felix Tena, and that brings up Angel Ortiz. Still nobody out, runner on second. And as I mentioned, a tough, tough part of this Rawhide order, the heart of the lineup, facing Austin Becker. So he's now allowed a run. It was earned. As the 1-0 pitch, here it comes, swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. So again, we were talking about the Grizzlies and their record after being tied. Well, after six innings, they're 7-10. Tied after 7 innings, they're 6-6. 3-3 at home, 3-3 on the road. So we'll see if they can push it ahead in this ballgame as this one's fouled off to the screen. 1 ball and 2 strikes to the Rawhide right fielder, Angel Ortiz. Ortiz, of course, made a really good play at the end of the top of the 7th inning to retire the last batter for the Grizzlies, Braylon Wimmer. As the 1-2 pitch on the way to Ortiz. Here it comes. Swing and a foul. Fouled off the foot of Ortiz. And now he's going to wander around and get the blood flow going again. As you see, a lot of players wearing some protection on those ankles and those shins. And Ortiz does not have any. And ball straight to the shin bone. And that does not feel good as he walks around. And now there'll be a mound visit. As Darius Perry out to talk to Austin Becker. And I do see some action down there in the Grizzlies bullpen. Can't tell who it is, but again, we see somebody up and throwing, so we know something is happening down there. The wheels are turning. Or the Grizzlies bullpen. Still nobody out here. Runner on second is Demetrio Crisantes. He doubled home Christopher Tureen after he stole second. Single to lead off the inning. And now a balk is called on Austin Becker, and that's going to move the runner to third. And with nobody out, the go-ahead run is 90 feet away for the Rawhide. So the Grizzlies are going to have to pull a rabbit out of a hat in order to avoid giving up the lead here as the infield comes in. And I think Becker tried to step off, and he just took his wrong foot off the rubber first. As the balk moves the runner to third, with nobody out, the 1-2 inside, and did that get him? No, it did not, as this ball trickles up the third base line, and the runner will stay at third. So Angel Ortiz skips out of danger there, 2 balls, 2 strikes now, to the Rawhide right fielder. A lot going on here in the bottom of the seventh inning. One run across already, another run at third. Infield is in, the 2-2 pitch to Ortiz. Outside corner, called ball three, and we are full 3-2. Good eye by Ortiz, the lefty. He's facing up against Austin Becker. Still nobody out here. in the bottom of the seventh. Tie ball game. Here's the pitch. Swinging a grounder to first. And they are going to hold the runner at third. So a very good play by Castillo. Scored three unassisted as Castillo grabbed the ball, looked back the runner at third, and then Juan Castillo took it himself to the bag for the first out of the inning, and that brings up Kenny Castillo. So Juan Castillo recording the out. Kenny Castillo now at the plate. No relation between the two that we know of. And Castillo doing the catching, and interestingly enough, Juan Castillo also registered as a catcher for the Grizzlies. This one's grounded towards short. A great play at short by Wimmer. Throw to first, and that's the second out. And once again, the run is not able to score. Wimmer looked over to third as soon as he had that one. And off the bat, I thought that was going to get through. But Wimmer, quick reflexes, ranged to his right, played it on the backhand, and stared down the runner at third in Crisantes. And now there are two away for Drew Jones. Jones, he is a home run away from the cycle. Triple, double, single. And we will hopefully see Becker prevent that home run as this one is in the dirt. And it's blocked by the catcher, Perry, and the count is 1-0. So the Grizzlies hoping to tiptoe out of danger. They had a runner on third with nobody out. Just two batters ago, the Rawhide did. And the Grizzlies, back-to-back great infield plays by the first baseman Juan Castillo and the shortstop Braylon Wimmer have held the Rawhide scoreless thus far. 1-0 pitch. And this one's going to get to the screen, and that's going to score the run. A wild pitch is going to put the Rawhide back in front. It's a 6-5 lead, and just like that, the Grizzlies trail. So after two fantastic defensive plays by the first baseman and the shortstop, Castillo and Wimmer, a wild pitch scores that lead run, the go-ahead run for the Rawhide. And it's a 2-0 count and still a dangerous hitter at the plate, Drew Jones. He's ticked that average up from 269 as it was when it started. And this one's a fly ball to center field. This one's back, but not deep enough as Caleb Hobson able to range back and make the catch. But the Rawhide are able to climb back in front, to claw back in front. 6-5. We head to the top of the eighth. I'm Ben Hensley on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app, subbing for Stephen Rice. We'll be back from Visalia.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Four, five, six due up for the Grizzlies in the top of the eighth inning. They now trail 6-5, looking to come back with Blake Wright leading off for your Grizzlies. He takes the first pitch for a strike. It's no balls and a strike. Now Wright, back in the second inning, he smashed his first home run. And I mean smashed. It was hit about halfway out to Recreation Park behind left field, as this one is lined out to the right side, caught by the first baseman. in McLaughlin, and that's out number one. So the Grizzlies, if they're going to come back, they got to do so quick. And speaking of come back, when you come back to the park, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Starting June 1st, Chukchansey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, as this pitch is in there for a strike to Luis Mendez. No balls and one strike. So any medical items, including diaper bags, all bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. So Luis Mendez fouls this next pitch off to the right side, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes. So Mendez, 0 for 3, as this 0-2 pitch misses outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Brady Quinn still in this ballgame. So Braden Quinn has had two strikeouts so far. He came in last frame, as this is swung on and missed, and that is the third strikeout now for Quinn, as Luis Mendez down on strikes for out number two. Fans, Les Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standard where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at lesprovenceapartments.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. And we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here also in the top of the eighth inning. The first pitch in for a strike against Felix Tena. Tena hoping to get things going for this Grizzlies club as he takes this one for a ball. And Tena also with a home run. So not to be forgotten, Tena hitting his fourth home run also in the second inning. As the 1-1 pitch is, looks like it was a foul tip into the glove, and it's one ball, two strikes. Two away here in the top of the eighth inning. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Grizzlies. 6 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Rawhide. They lead late in this one, as this one's fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again. 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Braden Quinn, again, he had 3 strikeouts in his first appearance, and now he is up to 6 strikeouts total on the season. As the 1-2 pitch is grounded towards the hole at third and short, the backhand by the shortstop Taurean, and a fantastic play, and we've seen that a lot in these last two ball games by that shortstop. Scored 6-3 on the putout, and that ends the inning. 1-2-3 go the Grizzlies in the top of the eighth. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Ben Hensley, subbing for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. Bottom of the eighth inning. Grizzlies trail 6-5, and we will start this inning, I believe, with a mound visit, as the new pitcher, Nathan Blasick, the right-hander, 2024 draft pick, stands in 6'3", 215, out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, picked up in the 19th round in the 2024 draft, and his first task will be the lefty Juan Castillo, who steps in. Castillo is 1-for-3. The first pitch to him is a strike, and count is no balls and one strike to Ben McLaughlin. I'm on the wrong side here. Ben McLaughlin. The 0-1 pitch is fouled off to the left side. No balls and two strikes. And it's 0-2 to Ben McLaughlin. And if you've ever scored a ball game, if you're not scoring with your scorecard, you may get a little bit lost, and that's where I am right now. I may have just given a misname, as Ben McLaughlin, behind in the count 0-2, takes a called third strike, and good morning, good afternoon, good night, and good evening to the new arm. Nathan Blasick comes in and strikes out the first man he sees, wearing number 7 for the first out of the bottom of the eighth inning. So, it's been a back-and-forth contest here so far this evening between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide. Grizzlies jumped out to an early 3-0 lead as Alberto Baragia takes the first pitch for ball one. It's 1-0. So, Baragia, he has struck out 4 of his 5 at-bats, but the one he did not was a double in the second, as this is missing downstairs ball 2. It's 2 balls and no strikes. So, again, Grizzlies scored first in the top of the second. And that was capped by a home run by Blake Wright and Felix Tena. The exclamation points of that inning, as the 2-0 pitch misses outside for ball 3. And the first thing we saw from Blasick were 3 strikes, and the next 3 were 3 balls, as he looks to get on track here against the 8-hole hitter, Alberto Baragia. So 3 runs by the Rawhide in the bottom of the second. They came back with 1 more in the bottom of the third, took a 4-3 lead, and that lasted all the way until the top of the sixth inning, when the Grizzlies were able to scrape one across, as Blasick scrapes one across here for a strike. It's 3-1 count. Grizzlies took a 5-4 lead in the top of the seventh, and then gave up a 2 spot in the bottom of the inning, and that's where we are now, 6-5, as this is a called strike to Baragia, and the count goes full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. So a lot of full counts early in this ball game, as this one is foul tipped into the glove, and that's back-to-back strikeouts. And so, after a 3-0 count, Blasick able to come back and work the strikeout, as the right-hander, very efficient in the first batter faced, and very resilient in his second batter face. And that brings up the 9-hole hitter, Anderson Rojas. The first pitch to him is skied left and out of play. It's no balls and one strike. So 2 outs here, bottom of the 8th, 6-5 our score. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's fouled back to the screen again, and it's quickly nothing and 2. So 3 straight strikes, 3 straight balls, and now 4 straight strikes, and we'll see if Blasick can strike out the side here. It's an 0-2 count. He's got all of his pitch repertoire to work with against Rojas, who is 1-for-3. He has already struck out once tonight, and he fouls this one off to the left side, and we'll do it again. So the Grizzlies looking to come from behind in the top of the ninth inning, as here comes the pitch. It's a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, and it was in the dirt as the putout scored 2-3, and Blasick comes in and strikes out the side, and if that's anything for the Grizzlies to go off of, let's hope that they're able to push across at least one in the top of the ninth. 6-5 our score. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Just underway here in the top of the ninth. Juan Castillo, the leadoff man for the Grizzlies, takes a ball to start the frame. 1-0. Grizzlies looking to come back here in the top of the ninth as he swings and misses at this pitch. It's 1-1. So fans, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your furniture rental solution. They have affordable rental packages, which includes housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop, as this one swung on and missed. It's 1-2. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies in the top of the ninth. The 1-2 is inside, ball two, and the count pulls even at 2-2 to Juan Castillo. Castillo playing first for the Grizzlies this evening. He's 1-for-3, singled in the second, flew out in the fourth, and struck out in the sixth, and he has been retired on strikes here in the ninth for the first out of the inning. And this is from the new arm, Alexis Libano. Libano, wearing number 29. He is a right-handed pitcher out of Caracas, Venezuela. He was picked up in free agency in 2022. He stands 6'1", 175, and he has got one strikeout so far, and now he's facing up against Darius Perry. 2-for-3 as he swings and misses at this first pitch way out in front, and it's no balls and one strike. And Libano sits down to retie his shoe. They will give him the time to do so. As the Rawhide sound guy having a little bit of fun with the pitcher. Today, Junior. It's the 0-1 pitch on the way. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Perry getting a little over-anxious here with a one run, trailing by one run here in the top of the ninth. Perry calls time, and that gives us time to talk about yellow signs. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point, as this is strike three, and the Grizzlies are down to their final out. So more about Yellow Dog, you can visit them at yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of the Fresno Grizzlies in the top of the ninth inning. As the first pitch to Brad Cumbus, last chance for the Grizzlies, is fouled back. No balls and one strike. Cumbus, sacrifice fly in the second. And he's 0-for-2 with a fly out and a strikeout as this one misses for ball one. It's one ball and one strike from Alexis Libano. So Libano looking for his save as this one misses outside. Ball two. So Libano on to close it out for the Rawhide. The Grizzlies hoping to spoil that plan. As the count's 2-1, here's the pitch. Swinging a foul behind us. And Brad Cumbest is down to his last strike, and the Grizzlies are down to their last strike. Alexis Libano looking for his 7th save of the season. He has 6. As Cumbest steps in, 2-2, 2 outs. Grizzlies trail by a run. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that's the ball game. Foul tipped into the glove. Libano comes in, strikes out the side for the Rawhide, and the Grizzlies drop game 2 of this 6-game set, 6-5. Rawhide come from behind late, and we will be back from Valley Strong Ballpark to give you final line post-game and look around the league at some of these scores.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark for the postgame show. Grizzlies drop game 2, a close contest, 6-5. As the Rawhide are able to pull even in the 6-game set. Taking game 2. Final line for the Grizzlies. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Final line for the Rawhide. 6 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. Winning pitcher in this one. It's going to go to Quinn. He was took the win in relief. Loss goes to Becker. He falls to 1-1. Quinn, by the way, improves to 1-0. Keeps that earned run average at 0 as the one run that he did allow was unearned. That was in the top of the 7th inning. Now, Libano with the save. That picked up his 7th save of the year. His ERA drops down to 5.57. As let's take you through some of this post game. Now, the Grizzlies jumped out to an early lead as Blake Wright smacked his first home run, and I've said it several times this evening, it was a no-doubt bomb to left field far, far over that Rawhide bullpen. And then Felix Tena, two batters later, Felix Tena homered. It was his 4th on a fly ball to left center field, and it was another wallop. Both of those were not cheapies. Brad Cumbest with a sacrifice fly to wrap up the scoring in the top of the 2nd. Bottom of the 2nd, however, the Rawhide came right back on a Ben McLaughlin home run to left field. He went the other way with that one, and then Christopher Torin singled, scoring Alberto Baragia. Drew Jones doubled on a line drive to Brad Cumbest in left field, scoring Angel Ortiz in the 3rd inning. That put the Rawhide up 4-3, and that's how it stayed until the top of the 6th inning, when Luis Mendez grounded out, and it was what appeared to be a double play, but Blake Wright was out at 2nd. Mendez able to beat the throw out at 1st, allowing Braylon Wimmer to score, tying this thing up. At the top of the 7th, Tevin Tucker singled after Caleb Hobson stole second. That was his 41st steal on the season, and that pulled him even in the stolen base record, 41 steals. That pulls him up to 4th in the season steal record. That pulls him to a tie with Dante Powell in 1998, one stolen base away from taking the third spot, tying with Calvin Murray in 99. Now, they were tied up in the top of the seventh, but in the bottom of the seventh, that's where it all fell apart for the Grizzlies, as Demetrio Crisantes doubled home Christopher Taurine, and the Grizzlies looked to tiptoe out of danger after Taurine advanced to third with nobody out. The next two batters were retired on really good defensive plays, one by Braylon Wimmer out in shortstop, and one by the first baseman Juan Castillo. Both of those plays with the respective outfielders looking that runner back to third, and then that runner, Demetrio Crisantes, scored on a wild pitch by Austin Becker, and that was the final score for the Rawhide, putting them ahead 6-5. So Grizzlies drop game two of the series, and now fall to a record of 63-58. Visalia pushes themselves above 500 in their overall record, 61-60. The second half, they push to 32-24. Grizzlies fall to 25-31 on the second half of the season. Now, we told you earlier that the San Jose Giants were able to beat the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in San Jose 9-5, and with that win, that drops the magic number for San Jose to 3. So the Grizzlies' playoffs chances looking slimmer and slimmer as the season drags on. Still going on, Stockton hosting Inland Empire. Stockton trails 2-10. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning, taking their time out in Stockton. It is 10-2. Inland Empire all over Stockton. And also gone final, Lake Elsinore, the squad that's fighting this Visalia Rawhide team, beat Modesto 6-4. And that will keep Elsinore and Visalia tied in the California South League Division standings. Visalia remains two games back. Fresno will fall to eight games behind the San Jose Giants. So, folks, thank you for tuning in. My name is Ben Hensley. I've been subbing in for Stephen Rice. You're going to hear me all week and into next week. But again, fans, do not forget the game on next Monday on Labor Day has been moved up to 4:05, and there is a $5 field box ticket flash sale all the way until Friday. Folks, go pick your tickets up now. Take your friends, take your family, take your coworkers out to the ballpark. I know some of my coworkers be at the ballpark, and I hope to see some of yours there too. For Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app, my name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. Thank you for listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be back at it tomorrow from Visalia and Valley Strong Ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.